Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this May 9th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maitloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to Let's Talk Real Estate with J.R. Siewert, and he'll also be bringing in a friend, Carolyn Saylor. Carolyn is with Bluegrass at the Lake. Looking forward to getting a market update with J.R. and talking a little bluegrass with Carolyn. That's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, some of our favorite people are in studio with us. We have our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We have President CEO Stacy Keevy with us. Stacy, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
All right, but I realize it's been a little while since we talked. Am I saying your last name right?
Keevy, yeah.
I did say it right. Mm-hmm. Pam, mark that down. I got it right. Great to have you here, Stacy. We're going to talk a little events and some things, but you brought a friend in.
I did.
And who do we have with us?
So we have Lacey Alling. She is our new office manager for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber.
Cool.
So I figured have her come in, see what the radio's like, and introduce herself.
It's a rite of passage, Lacey, that you have to put up with me for 20-some minutes before you can really completely do your job. It's the last hazing that is involved with working at the Chamber. Lacey, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time. I just want to ask a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind. Are you from the area?
I am from the area.
Cool.
I've been here since around 2019.
Right on, right on. Have you done work like this before? Have you worked with a chamber before or anything like that?
I have not. This is a new position for me.
Yeah, so just kind of like jumping in the ground running, I imagine, hitting the ground running.
Absolutely.
With a job like this. Yeah, yeah. It's really something to be able to work at a place like that, I would imagine. We have so many great nonprofits in this area and so many places that are doing great work to promote our local businesses. Is that something that meant something to you? Certainly making a paycheck, but also kind of putting back in your community?
Absolutely. So I actually came from the school district before that.
Cool.
So I've been working with the kids in the community, and then before that, the Boys and Girls Club. So
wow.
I kind of, you know, moved with a couple different places from nonprofit to then the school, and then now back to a nonprofit.
I see a theme there.
Yeah.
And this is, one of those weeks where we show a lot of appreciation to people that have done that. Thank you for putting the work into those fields and helping out those places and stuff.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. How have you been enjoying things at the Chamber?
I love it. It's definitely, I like to learn things, so it's fun to kind of jump in there and then just, you know, like try to take everything in. We've been changing a lot of things, so with new phone systems, I think I was there two days when we switched that, and then now we're switching our billing and then trying to update some stuff, so it's been really fun.
They got to keep you on your toes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's such a thing, too, when you walk into a job the first day, and like a couple days later, what you were just learning, they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's radio 101. Like, we deal with that all the time. That's interesting to hear. Now, Stacy, be honest with me. How's she doing? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We've had some changes at the Chamber. For a long time, you had some familiar faces there for decades, really, and had some changes, some growth there, some evolution, and obviously, we've talked to Kristen and Angel and many of the people over there, and they know how we feel about them. And if they need a reminder, we love you guys. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to be able to have some different sets of eyes, some people that can see things differently. While Lacey is brand new in this, Stacy, you've been kind of, you're new-ish in this position. How long you've been at the spot?
Yeah, 5 months now.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, our entire staff team is a year or newer. So it gives us a unique opportunity to really, you know, look at everything. Why is this the way it is, and can it be changed, right, to grow, right, with the times. So like Lacey had mentioned, phone systems, needed upgrading. Solaris is awesome with that.
Yes.
But then also we kind of switched our billing, just our back end system, to make it a lot more easier for our members to pay and non-members for events. So we're now able to offer online payments right integrated in with the registration, which is really important. So
And it's not so much about bringing in new people with new ideas and all these kind of things and a lot of the traditional business kind of jargon, that you will, but any field is benefited by having a new set of eyes or another set of eyes look at something. We have a perfect example here. I did this job by myself for a while and it was cool and all, but it, you know, was kind of like just one angle in one center of things, no matter matter how hard I try to cover this angle or that angle, can only do so much. You bring Seth and Melissa in here, Steph and all these things, and all of a sudden you listen to our commercial breaks, our content, it's all over the place. We cover so much more. It's not that I couldn't do the job. It's just that you need other sets of eyes. You're better having more people, more. It's one of those few times in life where more cooks in the kitchen is actually a positive thing, I think. And having that fresh set of eyes from a cook can never hurt. We understand that coming out of the last couple of years, a lot of our local businesses are hurting. We've lost some. So all the more importance of having a strong chamber, of having a chamber with some new perspective, maybe some different perspective and everything, while also being able to keep doing the things that got us here and the great work that they were doing beforehand and piggybacking from that.
Absolutely. Exactly that, right? There's a lot of great programs and great events that we would never think to get rid of, but there's also certain things where let's dive in deeper, especially mm-hmm. with our businesses, right? That's the heart of the chamber, is the businesses in our community. So really learning from them, right, on what can the chamber do to help the business, right, and help our community. So really looking for those, unique needs of each business. Mm-hmm. So that's really what we're focused on, with still staying with the staple events, right? We're not taking those away.
Yeah. So. And that's a good thing. That's good for all of us. This community loves all of our signature events with the chamber. We're going to talk on those a little bit, but Lacey, thank you very much for being here. I appreciate the time and the work that you're doing with the chamber. So I very appreciate it. We have a lot of love for our clerical departments and everything around here. This station doesn't move without the heart out there in Pam Hilke. So know a little bit about that. She also knows a little bit about the changing of billing and those kind of things. She's going through a lot of that right now. So we talk about signature events. Before we get ahead of ourselves, I do want to rewind for a second, if you don't mind, Stacy, and talk about Sip Shop and Support Local. Yeah. How did that go?
Yeah, it went really great. We had, and Lacey actually has helped us a lot with this with this event stepping in. So we had about 35 businesses participate.
Nice.
And if you participated, if you had that passport, get those in this week. We need them at the chamber because we will be drawing raffle prizes next week.
Awesome.
So really, really great event. From what we've heard, they had a lot of fun going around, shopping, right, at local businesses. That's what it's all about.
I had somebody who recognized that I'm on the air, and they immediately, they go, one second. She's going through her purse, then she pulls it out. It's just, like, I didn't know what she was going for in there or anything. I was a little like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But she just wanted to show me the passport and everything. She was so excited. People get so jacked about it. It's such a fun event.
It is.
I heard good things about it, and I also love hearing that 35, that number 35, those businesses that incorporated with that. The chamber, as you touched on, Stacy, perfectly, the chamber's job, first and foremost, helping support these businesses in our community and rising them up. It's also an added benefit for these businesses to help the chamber and rise that up a little bit, too. A rising tide raises all boats.
Absolutely.
And we're all benefited from that. So it has that, an event like this has that cool kind of win-win of it, where we're helping local businesses while also promoting the chamber and the great work that you guys are doing over there. An event like this is such a fun one, too. It's already looking forward to next year. That's going to be cool.
Right? Who doesn't like to shop?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're not gonna find a lot of people. I don't know about that.
I mean, and if you don't like shopping, then you can go to a restaurant, go to a bar, right?
Well done. Well played. I do want to talk about a little bit of the May events coming up. We're going to talk about chamber events, but the chamber does a great job of having all kind of community events on your events page. Again, encourage people to bookmark the page. I do this all the time, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's a fantastic website, has so much information on there, whether we're talking about the leadership classes that are a program that is allowed, job opportunities are on there, and of course, events. And local events, like I see that Celebrate Red exhibit is opening. There is an American flag at half staff, little notes like that, as well as like blood drives and different things like that on there. But there's, of course, the signature events the chamber has. I see that the leadership graduation dinner is coming up.
Yes. So that's coming up on May 24th. So we have our community leadership program as well as our teen leadership program coming together to really celebrate their success, right? A job well done, being able to go through this whole program, learn about our community as well as leadership skills, and then celebrate it. And with that being said, also, just a note that we are accepting teen leadership program registration. They are available for students going into 10th grade. So, becoming a sophomore, participating high schools are Lincoln, Port Edwards, Assumption, Nakusa, and Pittsville. So if anybody has a 10th grader and are listening, you know, going into 10th grade, you can either come to the chamber, pick up a registration form. Otherwise, you can go to any of those area high schools. But looking forward to getting our youth in, because they are the future. Right?
Absolutely. So. I looked that up earlier. Kids are the future.
Yeah.
I just found this out. It's amazing. it's so important. It's so true. I guarantee you, if my mother, she likes to listen to the show, if she's listening in her head, she's thinking, God, I wish they had that when he was in 10th grade. I really would have helped my knuckleheadism out a bit. It's a great opportunity for anybody, like the leadership program itself. We've talked about this for years and how the impact it can have on people and how much it can help a business, a community. It all ties together. Being able to help kids like before they even hit the workforce is a great opportunity, a great idea. I think most of us understand that the best leaders we've known don't tend to walk around calling themselves a leader.
Yep.
You know, you just lead. You just do the job. That's one of those things that you learn organically, though. You can't necessarily have a teacher or a professor sit down and tell you that. You learn that organically at a young age. Getting kids young into these programs can really help to that. We can't have enough leaders.
Yeah,
we can't have enough of that. So that's a great opportunity. And as somebody who has 20-year-olds and everything like that, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, well, is that too old? Is that not for the kids class, of course, but for the other leadership programs.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that I don't have in my kids three leaders in there. It's more along the lines of you can always get stronger at that.
Yeah.
You can always learn more at that. I don't think of the leadership class as just somebody like has no direction or something. Maybe that certainly applies to it and can help with that. But I think more so of people that like, that's a born leader right there. They just need a little structure, a little help.
Absolutely. And that's really what we're going to, trying to strive for, is not the ones who are already the captains of the football team, because they know how to be a leader, right?
Yeah.
But we're looking for, yes, those leaders, but maybe just need a little more confidence, right? Or just a little boost, right? Because there are so many leaders within our community and so many people that can strive to be that, you know, but also understanding that you don't necessarily have to leave our community to find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're really looking for is going into these businesses, touring the businesses, and seeing, wow, we have these opportunities in our community. That's awesome. And so working with Mid-State also with this very closely, and their youth apprenticeship program, so trying to integrate that as well.
Shout out to our friends over at Mid-State.
Yeah.
Appreciate all the work that they do in our community. This is a cool event. Is this one that we need to RSVP for or anything like that?
Leadership.
Yeah, leadership. Thank you. Yes. Leadership graduation. Yes.
So that is something that register for. I believe it's $35 to register, and that's essentially for the food, right? So for a meal, meal, and you get to hear all about what they've done over the course of the year. Both groups have projects that they've done, so they're going to be presenting that as well.
Cool. Not only do you get to take all that in, you get the great atmosphere of Bullseye Country Club. Never a bad time over there.
It's
You're going to enjoy
yourself.
Oh, I just love it over there.
Yeah.
I can have a glass of water and enjoy myself over there. It's fantastic. We encourage you to RSVP for this event, support this event, take it in, give you something to do. It covers dinner for a night, and you're going to get to support all these kids in your community.
Yeah.
And you never know about the organic conversations that will happen. We talk about it with a lot of our Coffee with the Chamber events and those kind of things. Networking, there's never a bad time to network. There's never a bad time to connect with community members and other businesses. An event like this is another opportunity for that. We are speaking with Stacey Keevy and Lacey Alling?
Alling.
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 Alling. Alling. It's right there in the title. Alling. It's
I
right
know.
There. We have Stacey and Lacey with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce talking about some events coming up with the Chamber. And we have the leadership graduation dinner on the 24th. Then on the 31st, I see Coffee with the Chamber coming up.
Yes. Yes. So that will be held virtually. We have been bringing it back in person, but with this one, his name is Evan. Oh, gosh. I think it's Umpier.
Yep.
And he works for the State Department. We'll be talking about the governor's budget and how that will affect businesses. Right. So really important. But obviously, he's most he can't come in person. So it just makes sense for this one to be virtual, but very interesting topic.
Yeah.
It is fully included. As long as you're a member of the chamber, you can hop on and just register so that you can be sent the Zoom link, but a very interesting topic.
Yeah. If people are not able to catch it in real time, will it be recorded for chamber members to be able to see a little bit later?
Yeah, I will be recording that.
Very cool. Yeah, and it's such a great opportunity to share information and a reputable, good source to be able to talk on these things. Get rid of a lot of the jargon in between and just give you the details, the stuff, and somebody who knows what they're talking about. Evan's a really good speaker, too, so that don't hurt. It's always nice. Is that an event? Is that free? Do you have to RSVP for that?
It's free, but it is for chamber members. Mm-hmm. It's an added benefit for members, and they just have to register so that we can send the Zoom link.
Yes, and it's important. Make sure to do that, everybody. I apologize. I was distracted. I'm already looking at June. Like, May isn't gone yet, is it? Is it gone yet? We're moving. The summer moves so fast, and when it comes to events with the chamber, there are so many that we're looking forward to. And I wanted to get to June because, of course, Lunch by the River comes back.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our favorite events in this community. We love Lunch by the River. I've been missing it for years because I usually did a show at the time that Lunch by the River was going on. But now I'm able to get there for it. And last year I went there and called in, did a live remote from there. It was fun.
Awesome.
It was just nice to get back to Lunch by the River, just the event itself. It's such a great event. One of the things that I admire about this event, too, is every year you're adding to it or you're tinkering with it a little bit here or there to make it more fun for the community or bring in new businesses or any of that. How is it looking this year right now for Lunch by the River?
Yeah, it's looking really good. Yeah. This is more Katie, Katie's wheelhouse, and yeah, she is in Ireland. Shame on her.
Katie,
right?
yeah. I'm going to give her a hard time for this. She's got a job to do with this Ireland thing and everything.
Sending us pictures every day.
So jealous. I'm very jealous of her. Very jealous.
But no, she said that we have all the entertainment booked.
Yeah.
All of, sponsors are booked out. So that's really great. The one thing that we are struggling with a bit is food vendors.
Really?
So, yeah. So please, if anybody knows of anybody who are interested, food vendors are interested in coming and parking at Lunch by the River, that would be amazing. Just get in contact with Katie at the chamber because we like to have a good assortment.
Yeah.
So not just like one or two. We like to have a few there each time.
We know we got a lot of great chefs, a lot of great businesses around, and you are... It is such an opportunity to be a part of Lunch by the River. You are going to be seen and interact with people that you just normally wouldn't. Like, I don't care who business, how big you are. There's just it's just a different opportunity. You're meeting different people, and you're really getting an opportunity to go where people are. Instead of people coming to your business, it's an opportunity to do that. You're always going to get new clients when it comes to something like that. And you just never know who you might snag a lifetime, person that's going to be coming to your business forever. Just from you being a part of Lunch by the River.
Yeah, I've heard people specifically come down
Same.
For those food trucks, right?
Yeah.
They're like, I always have to go there and get this food every Thursday. So it is. It's a really big opportunity, for those food truck vendors as well.
If I'm a vendor, if I'm one of these people that would like to be a part of this, should I contact Katie? Should I just reach out to the chamber in general? Or
either or,
yeah.
Right? So either you can contact Katie directly or just reach out through our main number and we can get in contact with
Since
her.
She's busy doing this whole Ireland thing.
So jealous.
It's exciting. Again, Lunch by the River kicks off on June 1st, Thursday, June 1st. So excited about that. I don't know if this is an event you have over there or not, but I see a DigiMorcon Great Lakes event, digital marketing media. Is that any of you guys? Okay. I do want to look into that, though. Gathered by the Gazebo is where I wanted to really go next, because that is coming up. That is back. We're excited about it coming back. And it kicks off June 13th.
Yes. So, we wanted to make sure that we didn't just have the awesome opportunity in Wisconsin Rapids, mm-hmm. right? Like Lunch mm-hmm. by the River, but wanted to bring that to other towns as well. So Gathered by the Gazebo is in Rome, right at the Rome Town Center, June 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Chatterbox mm-hmm. is coming. Mm-hmm. I love Chatterbox.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Please stop in, grab some food there. We have co-sponsor as Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and season sponsors Coldwell Banker Advantage, Visit Rome, Rome Away From Home Vacation Lodge, and Key Savings Bank, with the entertainment being Duology.
Oh, nice.
So.
Good band. Very good band. And a great event. I'm a sucker for the Rome area. I love that area. I love this beautiful. This event. Yeah. It's so beautiful. Such a great area. Being able to have more, having events like this, not only promote the area, get people over there maybe that don't live in that area, but it's fun, too. It's such a great way. It has this, again, this thing that the Chamber does so well, where they're able to support local and those things, and you don't even realize you are because you're having so much fun. You don't even realize, oh, by the way, I'm also putting back into my community. That's great. But you're too busy having fun to always notice that sometimes. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. An event like this is a big example of that.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have it back. I in the heart of summer, so much going on. We get so busy and everything. I don't mean this as in a mean way or anything. We kind of get used to these events and we not take them for granted in a mean way. Just, you know, time is going forward and stuff. When they come back, we have that new appreciation of them and that reminder of, oh, yeah, this is a really fun event. I'm happy this is coming back. It's really cool that you guys are able to pull these things off, too, because so many of these events take so much planning and coordinating schedules with the artists and the vendors and all these things. Again, because we've had events like Gather by the Gazebo or Lunch by the River for years and years and years, we just kind of assume they'll always be there and that they'll always be, you know, fun or interesting. It takes a lot of work to make that happen, especially to a new staff. That's just, you know, jumping into this and everything. I hope the community appreciates the work that you guys put into these things. I'll tell you, we certainly do.
Kudos to the entire team because it is. It's jumping in feet first and just hoping that we stay afloat. And we're doing great. Everybody is just being a team player and really just diving in to make sure that these events and programs, you know, are great. So
I agree with you, and I also flip that back around right at you, and that you are doing an amazing job as well. They aren't going to be able to do what they do if you're not doing what you do.
She is.
So we mentioned Gather by the Gazebo, Lunch by the River, and of course, June is June Dairy Breakfast Month. We've got the Cranberry Blossom Festival around the corner. Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. So
how is the planning going for all that?
Yeah. It's going good.
Yeah, good, good.
Man, we have a lot of events, right?
I mean, that's... I wish the audience could see your face on that. You look really excited. That's awesome.
No, it's really exciting, but wow. Like, kudos to Katie, because most of these events that we're talking about now, a lot of those are Katie. It's quite a bit, but Cranberry Blossom Fest, right? That is the staple of Wisconsin Rapids. And so we participate in four events for that weekend. A part of that is Lunch by the River, right, that Thursday, the 15th. And then we kick off on June 16th with the June Dairy Berry Breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Got to have your breakfast. So from 6 to 10 a.m., you can go to Lincoln High School. $10 for adults, $7 for kids, 5 to 12, and children under 4 are free. So get your breakfast in. Our great sponsors are Cintas, Current Technologies, Enbridge, Insight, Mid-State Technical College, Our House Senior Living, Rapids Orthodontics, and U.S. Bank. So couldn't do that without them.
Yeah, it takes a whole community to make these kind of events happen. And one of our signature, if not our signature event here in Wisconsin Rapids, it takes a whole community to make this happen. And it's not just people participating in vendors and those things. We want the community to support this event. We want people out and taking it in, enjoying it. Let's show the whole state of Wisconsin, the whole Midwest, how great this event is and have some fun with it. That also includes promoting the event on social media, supporting when you're at these things, take some pictures, put them online, spread them, your hashtags, all the above.
Yes.
Like, we can't have enough of that.
Absolutely.
Wanted to make sure to show not just our community members, but people outside of this community how great this community is. It's never a bad idea.
Yeah.
I just had one final question. Lacey, I wanted to talk about the Middle East and how you would solve that crisis. I'm joking. You did it. You did a great job, Lacey. You're all done. You're all done. Interview's over. Interview's over. Nice work. And thank you for joining us, Lacey. Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And we'll talk again, I'm sure. Stacey, always good seeing you. Thank you very much for the time. Just as a note to the audience, Stacey was doing a lot of this off the top of her head. I always admire that. Like, I know you got notes over there, but a lot of this stuff you're doing off the top of your head, that's pretty impressive.
With all a brand new team, you have to pretty much learn everything real fast.
I imagine. Thanks for the time, you two. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can find out more of all the things we talked about today by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're talking real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.